Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio. What it is, man? Kill Tate.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat.
Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gon' be televised. No who we from, cause search ain't gon' be no flash drive. Won't ask deny my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
Starting off with Kill Say Mars, that was the Man in the Street anthem or song that appeared on album number 3. It was the third album was entitled BHS Presents Sheriff Kilroy. Now, welcome to Al Porter Man in the Street chapter 11, verse 50 something-ish for the I can say that. Verse 50-something-ish for the simple fact this is the last program of the year. Woo, we made it through another year. Chapter 11, and usually I don't explain it, but let's go. For those who don't know, usually when we do our show next week, it will be the 12th chapter, 12th year, and it will be verse 1, Creator Willing. You are listening to M period, A period, N period, the abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. For those listening to BBCI Radio on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944. We'll put you on as best as possible. If you're sending in music or commercial, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. 3 quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number 1, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number 2, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music or BBCI Radio. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number 3, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. But if you change your mind or need to call back, that's it. You can always call back if you change your mind. That's about the easiest way to do it. Just call back, and everything will be good. It will be. I promise you as best as I can, it'll be good. Now, what I'm going to make that attempt to do, because I know you, I care, I'll do as much as I possibly can. My thing is this. As I talk about things, I'm going to just thank you all for calling in. I'm going to start things off with that looking good home improvement. If you're looking for home improvement that's looking good, residential, commercial, remodeling, and new construction. Licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, violation first list repair. So you got violations, they'll do a first and they'll do a list of repairs. Door installation, door repairs, plastering and painting, flooring, tile and wood, bath, kitchen, remodel, carpentry, and decks. 216-205-7247. That's 216-205-7247. That's looking good home improvement.com. Now, Got that one out of the way. So as I do everything else that's necessary, I want to at least send this message out to one of the people who's listening kind of tight and listening kind of tough and all that good stuff. My thing is this. I appreciate everybody who is definitely taking the time to tune in, because you don't have to, and that's the truth. You don't have to, but because you chose to, I appreciate you very much. I do want to put out there a message. Please, please, please remember the name. This comes from my brother and partner, DeAndre, his friend from Cleveland Heights High School, Brittany Rose Sneed. Brittany Rose Sneed. She died due to gun violence a couple days before Christmas. Brittany Rose Sneed. That's all I can say. That is one of the reasons why we do what we do. That's all I can say. And with that being said, let's get with the program, because I was letting you know what's going on. So, you know, Common Sense Radio airs Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr., Joseph P. Motley Jr., Instagram, Junior Alfred Porter, Facebook, Joseph M-O-T-L-E-Y, Motley J-R, period. Facebook, Kent and Angelica, Facebook, HHWorkshopRecords.com, Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio, www.3342music.com for the amazing R&B production stylings of Emax the Image. OPN Radio is Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, Facebook Pete Weeks, Super Producer, the webpage of BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio is Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on VoiceOfRadio.com. Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. Facebook Alfred Porter JR period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can YouTube Miss Commentary Cleveland on YouTube. The www.templabor.org, looking for work. Templabor.org. The Twitter page of Alfred Porter JR1, or that Al Porter JR1, or at Grandpa Rapper 1. Also, the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. The YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. How about the LogTV.com? Now, as I go through everything, hey, for all those people who enjoyed Hanukkah, Christmas, happy first day of Kwanzaa, let's go and look at the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment in our region. So that's a top 10. Starting at number 10, Cash Affiliated. That's K-A-$H-Affiliated. Some very nice music. Number 9, debuting. So it's 2 debuts. Number 10 was a debut. Number 9, debuting, General Jazz with Stop It. She's a ferocious lyricist. That's all I can say. Number 8, moving up, Joseph Motley, JR. YouTube with The Gift. Very nice spiritual song. And Cowboy and Monica, the Christ song, all produced from Joseph Motley Jr. Number 7, debuting, Dinero with Fiend. You know, No Limit. Fiend in the City with Montego. Hey, they got the views going on an international level. Speaking of views on an international level, move it up. Kaya Dog, Episode 1. 4,000 plus views on the commercial, 49,000 views on the snippet of Dog Nation, Suave Gotti. So that's like number 6, the old Kaya Dog movement. movie racketeers, all that good stuff. Now, number five, debuting. What could be higher than that? Making a buzz in the streets. Movie racketeers. You can find them on YouTube. Movie, RACKATEERS. All right. First of all, they did that hot video, Get Money, featuring Major. It was by Major Taps. The management firm of Angela Davis gave permission for the model to be used in that, Asia Nae. As a matter of fact, Asia Nae, while I'm on the radio,
right,
doing this.
Take care. I appreciate the plug.
Oh, no problem. No problem. You too. As a matter of fact, got a chance to just politic and network with Brother Zaire. Young brother doing some things, doing some major things in the community. Well, that's a beautiful thing in itself. But back to everything else, the whole movie Racketeers. It also features the Black on Black Crime Incorporated president, Liz. The vice president is in that music video, Brother Ted. Al Porter, Man in the Streets is in the music video, the Dialogue Center, Mama Taps. That's just a hot song. The movie Racketeers. Also, they have the big push going on. They filmed the video called Mayweather, Shoulder Roll. It's the second solo music video from Swab Gotti. Now, I know a lot of people are going to say, I've seen him in videos. A lot of those are YouTube, live performance videos, interviews. But as far as his music videos, let's think about it. He's been on a few of them, but he's been in guest star roles alongside Black House Sound. He's been on that, I think, Reverse of War from Black House Sound's Volume 1 of Cleveland Conscious Rap. So the thing is, he's been a lot of guest starring, but as far as his first solo music video was called the J.O., and this Mayweather, with Shoulder Roll, is the major video release, and it's catching a lot of heat, Also, number three, the movie Racketeers, Sheriff Kilroy's music video called Kwanzaa Claws. There are Kwanzaa groups that are promoting the single. I believe the Mississippi Kwanzaa 365 movement. I want to say thank you to them because they have pushed the song throughout. Tammy Kennedy, who does Kwanzaa, she's a member of the Council of Elders. They named Al Porter, Man in the Street, to the Council of Elders a couple of years ago. She's done some major promoting of reggae groups, Kwanzaa's Afrocentric Juneteenth in East Cleveland, other stuff like that. She's promoting Kwanzaa Claws. So that, yeah, for it to debut at number five, movie Racketeers, they busy. Number four, debuting, because usually the game's on Sundays, but it was a special at home. The Browns Saturday home game. That's number four. It was big. It was huge in the city. Thousands. Come on now. Number three, debuting, all the Hanukkah events. Number two, debuting, all the Kwanzaa events. And number one, including the toy drives for Christmas and all of that, all Christmas activities. All of them, that's what debuted at number one. Now, the thing about this top 10 list, some of these, like numbers 1, 3, 4, won't be in the top 10 this week. So some of the other songs, groups, what have you, events will move up. Plus, there'll be some newer events. As a matter of fact, it will be. Now, let's see one thing here. Oh, Sister Therese, did you call me while I am live on the air? I'll reach out to you after this program ends, but I just want to say, hey, we know what it is. Anyway, let's see. What else can I do right now? Boom, there it is. I can at least say that I can tell you one of the honorable mentions that will be on is all New Year's events. It'll be interesting where everything falls into place. But I just want to tell you right now, I thank you all for tuning in. I will get into Kwanzaa news, events, all of that. What is Kwanzaa? I'll do that. But first, let's be nice about it because it's a holiday. There are a lot of people still unwrapping Christmas gifts. Some people trying to travel to get home. I didn't even intend on possibly having any phone calls during the holiday. I was just going to make announcements, play music, but somebody called me from 216-727. So since somebody was nice enough to call Al Porter, man in the street, I'm going to go and find out who's calling 216-727 right now. Who is it who is out here calling this fine program?
How you doing, everybody out there? This is Valenda's Brenda Fulmer, as my colleagues will call me, Queen Bee. How's everybody doing? Happy holidays. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. Feliz Navidad. Bless everybody out there.
I appreciate you. You have such a beautiful attitude, a beautiful spirit.
Thank you so much, everybody. I really appreciate that. This has been a tough, quite challenging year for me. Very tough. You know, it's like, you know, it's free of cancer. The one I always talk about on every Monday night, the cancer is gone out of her body. And I thank God for that. Because I prayed it so hard. Yeah, that's some good news. That's some great news. I can tell you that right now. Because nobody knows what nobody's going through. You know, I try to keep an innocent face when it was going on. And she's still, you know, recuperating. She's in the nursing home for rehabilitation. I want y'all to pray for her and my family, not only my family, but the whole entire world, because Jesus do have the whole world in his hands. And I just want to, you know, thank you for listening out there, you guys, and our radio audience, to be with us every Monday night. I really appreciate that. Al, me, Queen Bee, Cowboy, Monica, Deacon Dean Taylor, Ronnie B, Swap Dottie, DJ Rock, all of us. We really appreciate you. God bless you for listening to us, because this is the last Monday of the year, and the old year is going to close that book and chapter. We are going to enter in the new year of 2023, everybody. How about that? You know, God is so good to us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He is so great to us, hallelujah. When we keep on making the same mistake over and over again, and we leave that mistake and go into another one, he still is a forgiving God no matter what we do. I mean, he does. He can make the impossible and make it mend and put it together and make it look like a bright shine all in your face. Like a bright shining light. I tell you right now, I feel so good right now. I am so grateful and thankful, hallelujah, Jesus, because, you know, somebody that make it over to Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, they lay down and then and went sleeping. God took them on to be with him, you know, gave them their wings to be with him. So, you know what, we got to be nice to one another, amen.
Amen.
We got to stop being so mean to each other and selfish. We just got to, you know, you see somebody down, go to them, a talk or a conversation or just a word of encouragement will brighten their day. Holding their hand and walking beside them and say, hey, I love you. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. Don't say no ugly or outstanding words. Don't throw them off, so they're going to cuss you out or say the wrong word and throw you out. You want to put your fist up and beat them up or shoot them. That is not going to solve nothing. It's going to continue to let the situation go on to be what it is. Let God do your fight. Let him do the battle, because he's the fighter of all. When you know you can't handle it, I'm talking from experience with myself, I can't speak for everybody else. Well, you know the battle. He's not going to, the songwriter said, he's not going to put on no more that you can bear. And my burden started getting heavier and heavier. But, you know, I said, Lord, I don't know what to do. I'm done. And I did everything I could to do what I had to do. So I got on my knees one day, and I started praying right in the living room, and tears was coming right down my eyes. And I said, Lord, whatever that you can do, I done gave it all to you, all of it, that I can't do it no more. You have to fight this battle. You have to fight this battle. So, and that's what he did. And he answered my prayer about my daughter. The cancer is gone. Do you hear what I said? He plucked the cancer. He plucked that deadness out of her body. He plucked it out of her body. And I'm here to tell you guys, when you go to him and be sincere, don't be playing, because God's not nothing to play with. Be sincere from your heart when you go in your prayer closet and mean what you say and when you do it. And he will answer prayers. He look over all of us. Like I said, he got the whole world in his hands. He don't have no specific person. Hallelujah. He don't have no specific person. He love us all no matter what we do. He still forgive us and love us all. Hey, I'm done. Hey, God bless y'all. Happy New Year to y'all. And whatever you guys can get to do a chance and do in 2022, let it carry over. Start writing out to this day and just say, hey, I'm going to do this 2003. I want to make a change for myself. In Jesus' name I pray. I'm signing off. God bless you guys. Happy New Year. Happy Kwanzaa. I'm gone. Peace out.
Peace out. As a matter of fact, ooh-wee, you know something? Because of everything that's going on tonight, I'm thinking like, it's the last show of the year. The last show as we leave out from chapter 11 and prepare for chapter 12. I just knew. I said, well, if it's one thing I know for certain, I know for a simple fact, nobody's really going to call in this evening. It'll be an easy show. I'll just play some songs, but lo and behold, I've got phone callers. Let's see what's going on with 216-412. 216-412. Who am I talking to?
Major Taps from Propriety E&T. How you doing, Brother Al?
Oh, I'm excited, and I'll tell you why, man. I look at everything, movie Racketeers, they moved into a different position. The reason I say that is because they are now in the debuted in number 5 because they had people buzzing. Sheriff Kilroy with the Kwanzaa Clause video. There is the Mayweather song from Suave Gotti. And then there is the Major Taps song, the Get Money, and it's very entertaining. Let's see, AYD Management, let's see, her client, the actress, the video star, film star, artist, Asia Nay, is in the music video, not only for Kwanzaa Clause, but she's in the music video for Get Money, and talk to me about how you feeling, because that Get Money, you had so many guest stars in that music video, and talk to me, how you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling great, man. Check Agent A out. She in the movie called Cap'n.
Mm-hmm.
Went to go see it. It was very awesome. Y'all need to check that out. Support Cleveland talent, up-and-coming actresses like that. Big ups to her. Shout-outs to Racketeering. Yeah, man. The series, Kyle Hogan Dogs. Welcome to Clevelandwood, y'all.
Right.
Welcome to Clevelandwood.
I like it.
the Get Money video, I'm glad everybody enjoyed that. I've been mentioning the tap, man. Everyone that attended the workshop last month got a chance to see the sneak premiere of the tap, man. I'm telling you right now, I got a special date for that. Told you, I've been not putting it in all, but I've been, you know what I'm saying, just keeping people you know what I'm saying, alert on it. The Tap Man Time Step track, the Tap Man rather, will debut on the 1st when that ball drops.
What?
I'm doing it like that. I'm working on something special. I plan on possibly going to do a live. We're going to do a live with my IG.
Okay.
I'm going to do a few songs for everyone, you know, on the live. So, on New Year's Eve, everyone tune in to my IG. I'm going to keep everyone posted on my Facebook and my IG for that. And also, get prepared for that Tap Man Time Step. Also,
wow.
You check out, yeah, man, we doing some things on proprietor side. Also, everybody know about the artist Almighty FX, who's an artist of mine on Propriety ENT.
Okay.
I've been telling everybody about his project that's coming out. The project, it's not a mixtape, basically. It's not
okay.
From the title that was supposed to be put out there, it's not being called that. It's called Proprietor Entertainment Music Group presents Almighty FX. This is not a mixtape. It's an EP, original tracks from Almighty FX, produced by the one and only Major Taps.
Oh,
so go check that out. That's dropping. That's coming out early January. I know I said it was going to come out on the 1st, but we had to do a few things as far as critiquing the project and, you know, making things go through on the right time. You know, this is going to be on Amazon, Spotify, streaming on Spotify.
Oh.
So check that out. Almighty FX, this is not a mixtape. We'll be dropping in January, so I'm very excited for that.
Oh, man. Nice.
You just staying active, man. Stay on the move.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see me around too much. That's because I'm, you know what I'm saying, making things happen, man. For real. Just staying alert on things, on top of things. That I Am Mr. Taps is dropping soon. I got a nice video for that about to be put out. Filmed and put together by the Godfather himself, Mr. Suave Gotti from Racketeering. So shout out to Racketeering. Like I said,
yeah, congratulations to him and his editing and film staff and all that. Congratulations to all of them. Continue on.
Yeah, man. On a sad note, I want to say RIP to Mama Deb. Deborah Ferguson. I don't know if people have heard. It was a really bad car accident where it was a drunk driver that was doing like 95. Drove into the building, basically like another mother, you know what I'm saying, of mine. This lady basically watched me grow up, you know what I'm saying, as a teen until now as an adult, you know what I mean. And the thing about it is, they said the impact, it took her out just on impact. So it was like she didn't suffer, so it just took her out like that. Twan, that's, you know, so I consider him a big brother. That's, that's his mother, his blood mother. Me and my bro, we ain't talked in a minute, though, you know. Twan, bro, I'm out, you know what I'm saying? I'm a pull up, man, support, man. Like I said, she was like a brother to me. That brother right there, me and him, we didn't perform in, did some things together. Matter of fact, me and him graced the stage at the Ohio State block party. It was years ago, and we had the opportunity to open up for State Property, Beanie Siegel.
Wow.
So that was a good opportunity when we graced that stage. Back then, I was going as Talink Medallion, still finding myself in this rap industry. You know, he was coolie. In fact, but I ain't gonna get on to that though. My condolences, man.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think I'll find out homegoing arrangements and things of that nature. So, like I said, we shouldn't meet up like this, you know.
Right.
when a death occurs and stuff, we shouldn't have, like, we should just meet up with each other just when someone passes away. We should, you know, sticking together, be more supportive of each other, and always come together, you know what I'm saying, on different occasions, not just when someone, you know what I'm saying, like I just mentioned. With that being said, I want everybody, you know what I mean, to be safe out here. It's bringing the new year. Awesome. Think big. Stay positive. Don't let no distractions, you know what I'm saying, get in your head or nothing. You know, you got to wipe off the dirt, and you got to keep on pushing. So with that being said, Proprietor ENT, I love y'all work.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much for that. Oh, man, I love the way this program is going tonight. Like I said, I knew. It's the day after Christmas. Now, a lot of people were celebrating this day still because there are a lot of jobs that were not open today because of them using today for the holiday. Somebody should have told my job that. But that's a different story. I guess somebody had to do the work, and I was glad to do the work. But still, I'm thinking that, hey, I'm not going to get any phone calls. So far, I've gotten a couple. Let's go for the third phone call. 216-322, how are you doing out there? 216-322, who are we talking to?
What's up? What's up? This is Gotti. Wild Gotti calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
What?
You know, man, I'm calling, checking in from Cleveland, Ohio. You know, I just shared the Kwanzaa clause, man, on a wild site that was talking about Christmas and Kwanzaa. I was like, oh no, I gotta go ahead and hit y'all. This site got like almost a million people on this site, so I had to go ahead and hit them up with that Kwanzaa clause. I did that about 45 minutes ago, so we're gonna see how that goes. But
appreciated, because you're looking out for other artists and stuff like that. But before we do anything, let me put it to you like this. I'm glad you called in because, you know, the top 10 from Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, like number one might have been all Christmas activities, including toy drives. Number two was all Kwanzaa's for the simple fact it's gaining momentum. Number three was all the Hanukkahs. Number four, debuting, was the Browns game because it was on a Saturday, not a regular Sunday. And then in the number five spot, movie Racketeers, because they not only have this Get Money video from Major Taps, they not only have the Kwanzaa clause from Sheriff Kilroy, but they also have something that's making a lot of noise, that Mayweather shoulder roll. And talk to me about that, because that shoulder roll is getting a lot of attention, and just tell me what's going on, because this is like the second solo music video in your career. And I had to point out to a lot of people, they can see you guest starring or working and doing songs with groups. They can see a lot of, you know, live performances, interviews, but this is the first time, man, that this is like the second major music video for yourself. You've been able to, I'll say, survive the trend and have a nice little stable of people around you who will edit things and film and work together. So with that being said, talk to us about this Mayweather joint, because it just came from out of nowhere, but this is some industry standard stuff. Talk to me.
Well, man, you know, I just, you know, basically, man, I've been blessed to have things delivered to me that one could, you know, one could only, you know, really just be glad that they were the one that it was given to, you know. And this Mayweather song, which everybody that's listening, if you're thinking about Floyd Mayweather, then you are right on the money. You're right spot on with the Mayweather that this song is about. It is an ode and theme and a dedication to Floyd Mayweather. And
wow.
I think that what it is is, you know, first off, the first premise is we started off with a boxer who has a perfect 50-0 record.
Mm.
So, you know, before we even move, it's one thing to make a dedication or a theme, but it's, you know, my name has been tied to a lot of gangster things. As far as the first song I ever made was The Pink Gangster. I moved to Atlanta and I came back, and my first song that got me back into the underground of Cleveland was called "Go and Get Your Gat." You know, gangster song. Then amongst other gangster songs like "Grave Digger" and things like that, and "Son of Capone," which was the actual song that I ran down to Atlanta with, which is about a gangster Capone. And the song was incredible. I sent it to Jermaine Dupri, and his mother took the package and moved it. This is back when I didn't know Jermaine Dupri was probably 19 years old or young. I'm thinking he's an old guy because his voice sounded old. So I've been connected with a lot of gangster stuff. Fast forward to where we are now. If you go and you look at gangsters from the past, they always had some type of involvement with boxing. You know what I'm saying? When you watch Frank Lucas getting in trouble wearing that coat, when he was wearing that mink coat, he was at a boxing match. You go back and you look at a lot of Italian mafia, mobsters, Rocky Marciano, you know, there's a lot of money that goes into boxer and boxing. Because once the guns are set down, the gangsters are now using their hands, and that's why boxing is respected as a gangster sport. It's a sport tied in the mafia, and it's a sport that's connected to gangsters. So it was time for me to make a song about boxing, because boxing is a gangster sport.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So that's what that was all about. So now I'm finally making my boxing song, but I had to make the boxing song of the highest level by going to a boxer who was undefeated.
Wow.
You know, and that's what we're working with. And it just so happens, boys and girls, that the rhyme is awesome. I'm just going off now. I wish somebody else, but I'm pretty sure you can get some other people to say some of this, so it doesn't just seem like I'm tooting my own horn, but I'll say it for now. The rhyme is awesome. I'm learning it right now. I know I got it from God, because I don't remember. I'm just starting to learn. I got to play the rhyme. I'm not like some people can remember stuff. I got to play this rhyme 100 times to learn it. So I'm getting better. I know the first verse now. I'm getting better at the second. I don't know the third. Too many names. But the beat is incredible. The beat is awesome. And the hook is awesome. And the dance that goes with it is awesome, the shoulder roll, which is the technique that Mayweather has used to countless times to elude and not be hit by his opponents. And just basically, man, without me giving you any more of this majorness, I would just say that everybody that's listening, you will hear this song probably in ways you weren't expecting, because not only is it not going to disappear, it is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So you know how some people say something ain't going nowhere?
Right, yes, right.
It is. It is going somewhere. It is going to be a lot of going places. So, yeah, that's what we got. That's it, man. And the song is called Mayweather Shoulder Roll. And shout out to the movie Racketeers for not only making sure, recognizing not only that we had a great rhyme, a great beat, a great hook, a great song, but they gave us the fifth element, which is they gave us a great video.
I want to touch on something before we leave. But before we do, how can we find Mayweather?
Well, if anybody would like to check this song out early, because you're going to see it and you're going to hear it whether you're looking for it or not. But if you want to check this song out, if you want to check this song out early, simply go to YouTube and go to Movie Racketeers.
Okay.
And once you pull up the Movie Racketeer website, you'll see the video right there.
Got
so that will be the way that I'm gonna tell you guys right now. Anywhere else, you'll find out when it comes your way. But I guarantee you that anybody that listens to entertainment, anybody that watches movies, anybody that you're going to know this song very well, very soon.
So, since you said all that, before you leave, I have to go to number 6 because it has a little something to do with you, just a little something. This whole Kaya Dog, episode 1, and the fact that on the Kaya Dog episode 1, shout out to the entire staff and the team who put that one together. But I noticed that in there, because it's number 6 spot, but it has, I'm going to go past the commercial, even though the commercial has a piece of it in there. There's a song on there that has 49,000 plus views on a snippet of a single called Kaya Dog, and I gotta look for that because Major Tap has loved that Dog Nation.
Dog Nation.
Yeah, he's loved that Dog Nation, but it's been so attributed to the Kaya Dog crew page. I think the Dog Pound unit has snatched that song up that you did with a couple of other people, a couple other versions. Tell me about how you feeling, because while this Mayweather is getting that major attention, industry, international attention, all that good stuff, the other song is getting some international attention too, and it's about, what I thought, a song about the Cleveland Browns could pull in numbers, even a snippet. Talk to me about that, please.
Okay, well, all I got to say is me and my crew, we were privileged to make a song about the Cleveland Browns. The song is called Dog Nation.
Okay.
And we made it several years ago.
Okay.
And I knew that this song would be a pump you up song for the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
And we have proof now that, to go along with the fact we felt that. But people have been heralding this song since its inception, since it dropped. We are on the brink of 50,000 views of a snippet. Or just a snippet. People don't even, you can go in and see what people say. Where is the whole song at? You know what I'm saying? And I am just blown away by the fact that this song is getting ready to be 50,000 views just to add on to all the other amazing songs and things that we're doing, we're about to be able to show the world, like, look at this. I mean, we could already show them right now off of 49. But, I mean, I'm just ecstatic, man, that we are able to have a song that is that awesome steadily coming up the ranks and people haven't even heard the whole song yet. Man, I've just seen people still hitting like on it today, and that's a day after the Browns even lost. They're hitting like on the song. Like, man, like,
right,
come
right.
on, man. I mean, I just think that, you know, like Major Taps, he's got some great music. His stuff is getting legs and stuff, you know. He got this video. He got great songs. I just think that, man, when you do good stuff and you just keep it out there, I think that you just reap benefits, and that's what we're showing, man. We're just putting stuff – we're putting good stuff out there, man, stuff that feel like gifts, stuff that feel like we're giving people Christmas gifts all year long. That's what that type of product we're putting out. Just like the Kwanzaa calls, we're giving people gifts, man, because that's what a good song is supposed to feel like. A good song is supposed to feel like you have given somebody a gift, you know. And if it doesn't feel like that, it's probably not that good a song. If your song doesn't feel like you have given the people, the community, a gift, then it's just probably you just basically making a song for yourself. And I'm glad that, you know, we didn't make a song for ourselves. We made a song for the people who love the Browns, and they're responding, man, wholeheartedly. And I just I'm appreciative of how they're embracing that song, and I'm appreciative of how they're starting to embrace the shoulder roll. You still there, my brother? Uh-oh. I can't hear nobody.
Mm-hmm. Powerful.
Okay, there you go.
Powerful. Powerful. I'm writing down all these hashtags that's being said because a lot of people don't realize when this particular program re-airs, I put up a lot of things that is said, just because a lot of it has definitely been said, and I appreciate it. My thing is this: where do you go next?
Where do I go next?
Yes, sir.
My job now is
hold
to.
On. I would like to give an infamous shout out to AYD Management, Angela Davis, who called me on my personal phone line while I'm live on the air. You get an infamous shout out. Now, where do we go from here, Swab? What's next?
My job is to open some doors, man, with some good people around town, so that some of the hardest working people from out of Cleveland will be able to join into a movement that not only provides a spotlight, but provides work, provides employment, provides a flow of basically, you know, currency, life, what they call lifestyle currency. Because what a lot of people don't understand, many people used to have moved away from Cleveland in search of having a job in some form of entertainment. Well, the next move is to have people where they recognize that dream job, because that's what it is, it's a dream job, that dream job will be available to the hard workers, some of the hard workers in Cleveland, coming up, and that's what the goal and the next phase of this is you know, when you get these songs and they start going real huge and real big, and you add on a television show with it, it's pretty much, hey, it's pretty much the sky's the limit, man, on taking some talented, hardworking people and putting them out there, and then they start to see that their opportunities have now risen to where it's like, hey, I could actually eat off of this. I could go this way and eat off of it. I can go that way and eat off of it. I could do this and eat off of it. I can, you know, wow, I can actually do what I love to do, and I can pay my bills, which means that what you're doing now is providing a life, you know, lifestyle survival for you. That's what I'm about right now, man, is now taking some of these, you know, showing people the proof that you can live in this town and pay your bills doing what you are really gifted and dedicated to doing. That's just simple and plain, man, is what it is. You know, part of it comes with having original songs and having them under in a publishing, you know, having them published, you know, not just making a song, but a lot of things, and understanding how to do a great stage show and how to sell your stage show. Then also the next part of it is actually having merch and having merchandise and selling merchandise. Because if people really like the music, that you have, and they really like the character that you're presenting, these people will buy a T-shirt from you for every project that you drop. They'll buy a hat from you every project that you drop. They'll buy a keychain that got your logo on it. But you gotta have these brands and things in order, and you gotta have the stuff that validates them buying this brand, because nobody wants to buy failure. Nobody wants to buy somebody that's crying. You know, nobody wants to buy the music from somebody who's crying about how hard things are and how nobody's supporting them. Who the hell wants to buy a logo from somebody that was just crying, you know, a logo on some keys or on a shirt, on a hat, from somebody that was just crying about how nobody's looking out for them or something. Don't know, that makes the person feel like, oh, I'm not about to buy that loser and wear them on no shirt. You know what I'm saying? So let me go ahead and help some people get out of that zone so that they can sell merchandise. Let me help some people to where they can hit the stage and people actually have filled a room up to come see them. We've done it before with Chip the Ripper. We've done it on a mega scale with MGK. We did it on a major scale with Kid Cudi. All these people were from Spitboxing, which was an original underground hip-hop night that we ran for a lot of years. You know what I'm saying? I'm on a mixtape with MGK back before he was signed to anybody's label.
That's right.
So this is what we've been doing for years. We're just about to do it now on an even bigger scale, because now we got a television show. And we got some real big songs that's getting ready to light the world up, not just the neighborhood, but light the world up.
I appreciate the call, and I look forward to seeing your continued success and continued rise. Thank you again for calling in and being a part of the program.
Hey, man, thank you for letting me talk, and all I want to say is, the bigger the people around me, the bigger I am. Talk to you later on, baby boy.
You too. Peace.
Peace.
And as a matter of fact, before we get up out of here, let me tell you all some of the things that's going on. As first of all, on Tuesdays, and tomorrow, Tuesday is no difference. Tomorrow, Tuesday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the Dialogue Center, the Dialogue Event Center. That's where they have the family-to-family, Brother Harris, others. They invite you to bring your young people through. It's workshops, lessons, and sessions for only 90 minutes, starting at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And that's 15415 Kipling Avenue with the 44 110 area code. Number two, our historian. The historian reached out to us this evening by the name of Brother Tucker. And what did he do? Brother Tucker sent me a few things. Let me tell you that the things that he sent, about three things. First of all, he sent me the Cleveland Association of Black Storytellers presents the Community Kwanzaa Celebration, Kujikagalia, Self-Determination, Tuesday, December 27th, 2022, that's 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at Friendly Inn Neighborhood Settlement, 2386 Unwin Road, UNWIN Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44104. It'll be a Unity Circle, seven Harambes, Kwanzaa Candle Ceremony, and African Marketplace of Vendors. So that's number one. Number two, to let people know that there is a Kwanzaa celebration, NIA, Purpose. That's December 30th, 2022, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the Phyllis Wheatley Center, which is 4450 Cedar Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44103. Each one, teach one. Go back and reach one. Oh, I love that. And that number is 216-574-4888 or 216-513-7870. That's number two. I should go back and say that the Kwanzaa for tomorrow, there are phone numbers attached for Unwin Road, which is 216-269-9553. That's 216-269-9553 or 440-655-1047. Number three, here's something that was just sent to me. The African American Museum, Cleveland, Kwanzaa. That is 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Kwanzaa, please join us for our annual Kwanzaa celebration. Drumming, African dance, libation, culture, children's gift, celebration of African pride. The venue is 1765 Crawford Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106. Bring a non-pork dish to share in the caramel feast. Become a member for 2023. And anybody wants to get further contact, that's 216-721-6555. No matter what you may think, I appreciate the fact that many people have used the concept for good. Dr. Karenga created this in 1966. Umoja, seven principles, Swahili title, Umoja, unity, to strive for and maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race. Number two, Kujikagalia, self-determination, to define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. Number three, Ujima, collective work and responsibility to build and maintain our community together and make our community's problems our problems and to solve them together. Number four, Ujamaa, cooperative economics, to build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses and to profit from them together. Number five, NIA, purpose, to make our collective vocation the building and developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. Number six, Kumba, creativity, to do always as much as we can to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited it. Imani, that's number seven. Imani, faith, to believe with all our hearts in our people and the righteousness and victory of our struggle. Writing everything down, and then while I was talking to Brother Suave Gotti, I got stuck because I was looking for this. I'm going to play it, and let's play at least the first 16 bars that Dog Nation song. Peace.
Welcome, out-of-town fans and NFL teams, to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt-whooping. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation.
swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Brown Show. Dog Pound and Suave Dottie, the sweetest combo.
Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-4. See the Cleveland Force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Ogunjobi.
Our defenders are fat boys, screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David knows who about to slide. Carlos Hyde with my Cleveland crew. We got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your balls ain't long enough to walk with dogs.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hey, I said 16 bars. That's it. See you for the new year. I appreciate you all. Thanks for being a part. Thanks for making my evening. Like I said, I just do. People would be too busy still unwrapping Christmas gifts and all of that to call in. You all made my night. Creator bless. Peace.